night at 8 o'clock. I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies. I tried singing. I should probably try that less. How are you, Mary Cox?
I love that song. I am fine. I'm fine. I was sitting here kind of dancing while you were singing, you know.
Well, between the two of us, we've got a stage show now.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah,
think anybody will pay us to watch?
Well, based on some of the things I've heard on Cinema Chatter the last few weeks, it couldn't hurt to try.
Well, I got a good one for you today.
Oh, we're going to break the trend. We're going to do a good one.
We're breaking the trend. I promised something. I was going to watch a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and I kept looking at these comedies going, I've seen that one. Mm-hmm. I reviewed this one. And so I started watching a documentary for me called Becoming. And it was so much fun and so heartwarming that I decided I would review it. And Becoming follows Michelle Robinson Obama as she goes on a book tour across America to sell her new autobiography of the same name, Becoming. And Becoming is an original film on Netflix for anybody who would like to watch it. And whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I think most women will find this interesting, enlightening, and funny in parts. It's very, very interesting. I knew very little about Michelle Obama before I watched this movie, but she's an amazing woman. She's a descendant of slaves and was born and raised in Chicago. And she describes growing up on the south side of Chicago as good music, good barbecue, and good times. Her mother, Marion, and her older brother, Craig, were also in Becoming. And it was so much fun to watch Craig and Michelle teasing each other. You know, Mama loved you best. No, she loved me best. No, you know, kind of thing that you hear in every family, you know. There was some real sibling rivalry, and it was fun to watch. It was loving rivalry, not nasty. And I think part of the reason the family was so close is their father was a city water plant worker who had multiple sclerosis and died at a very early age. And her brother Craig went to Princeton, a prestigious Ivy League school in New Jersey. And a guidance counselor told Michelle she wasn't Princeton material. Well, instead of defeating her, it seemed to spur her on to prove that she could make it. Not only did she graduate from Princeton, she graduated cum laude, which I mean, she's a pretty smart chick. And then she went to law school at Harvard, which means she's even a smarter chick. She talks, when she returned to her high school, the principal assured her that the counselor was no longer there. She said that even after all these years, it was still a little salty, you know, which meant it still hurt a little bit. But, you know, throughout this documentary, you see her interacting with people who come to get their books, buy her book and get it signed by her. And I mean, she's marvelous. And she talks a lot about her meeting and courtship with Barack, which was kind of fun. And unbeknownst to a lot of people, their marriage wasn't always perfect, but they went to counseling, and she recommends it for anybody who, you know, feels they need it. I thoroughly enjoyed Becoming. I found it inspiring, and I recommend it at this time of racial unrest. I also found Michelle Obama to be very sensitive to others and exceedingly brilliant. I recommend everybody, don't miss this one. It's a 5 stars.
5 stars. And again, where can we find this?
On Netflix. It's a documentary on Netflix.
All right, so just look it up, go to Netflix, and then look up documentaries, and you should be able to find it easy peasy then.
Yeah, and it's there's been some trailers on it and television, so and that's, I thought, I haven't seen that, so I'll go watch it, because, you know, so many times when I'm scrolling through the movies, it's like, seen that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
well, all right. So
this is a new one, and it's a good one, so don't miss it.
So, Mary, thanks for breaking the streak.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that interesting?
Yeah, it was. All right, Doug, do you have any idea what we're doing next week yet?
No, there's a lot of new things coming out in June and July, so I'm looking forward to this month. And
all
hopefully
right,
I'll find something that everyone will love to watch.
I very much hope so. Mary, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Doug. You have a good one, and I'll see you next week.